The big idea, the big deal of the day, part of the Doug Steffen and Jennifer Warren and Rich McFadden way to get the day started. Where's Roberta? Roberta's
here.
Oh, there's Roberta.
I'm here.
Hi, Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, is along as well. We have our television report in the next half hour. Jennifer, anything hot there?
Oh, there's always something hot.
The Glee season premiere, I see.
We've got a little Glee news today, yes.
Yeah. All right, so that's coming up the next half hour. All right, so Roberta, in this half hour, later on, you're going to give us how many ways? How many ways to save?
Oh, half a dozen ways to save money and ways to keep the kids entertained for the summer as well.
Really?
Oh, yes. All right. This one. And freebies for teachers.
Freebies! Today's video of the day comes from Roberta, features Tony DeSalle. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Yep.
As he plays I Love a Piano. Let's see if we'll create the audio out of that later on in this hour as well. So the Trayvon Martin case with a new wrinkle.
Uh-oh.
In order to make his crime stats look good, Police Chief Charles Hurley of the Miami-Dade Police Department is suspected of juicing the numbers by treating outright crimes as simple disciplinary problems at school. As Robert McCain, this guy runs they have a special school police department,
right.
If
there's
you will,
a section. Police, yes.
Right. In the Miami-Dade school system. I guess they have them in Los Angeles, too. So this guy, along with his boss, cooks the books. And instead of treating crimes as crimes when they're committed by people that are in school under the age of 18, they bury them. So
it makes it look like their schoolers are clean.
Right.
Okay.
And if they hadn't done that, Trayvon Martin would have not been in the place where he was and would still be alive, is the theory, because he's apparently been charged with burglary.
Yeah, and he had trouble.
Yeah, right. And marijuana usage, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
So he either of the incidents, the jewelry that he stole or the marijuana conviction, would have put him in juvie hall. However, because of the police chief's attempt to reduce the school crime stats,
he would let them walk.
I
see. And so the argument is, if he had actually been punished for his crimes, he wouldn't be out on the street and he wouldn't have run into George Zimmerman. Is that
right.
What the argument is?
Right.
Yes, that's it. You buying that? Who's buying that?
I don't know if I buy it, but, you know, I don't think that we should sweep people's crimes under the rug, because especially when you're under 18, here's the thing. If you can catch it and punish, you know, kind of right people, and sometimes getting in trouble will right people, I don't think you should sweep that under the rug, even if it makes your school look bad.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
I do.
If you punish the crimes young, hopefully that will keep people from being adult criminals.
Yes, that's it. All right, so Roberta, what do you think?
I would agree with Jen. I think this whole thing with 18, I think maybe it should be 16, is when you can start prosecuting as an adult.
Yeah. As an adult. That's 16.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think
who agrees with that? 888-302-3684. Ken Kessler not with us today. I don't know who's monitoring social media. You can help yourself to Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Remember, let's move. Mrs. Obama's main cause.
I heard there was trouble there.
There is. In fact, you're so well informed.
I know. I read the paper on Sunday.
Well, this is a story from yesterday's L.A. Times,
in fact. Yeah, that's where it was. Front page, actually. Midway down on the left. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
You have it right there in front of you?
Isn't that funny? I have it. That's how I memorize things, is by looking at a page.
You actually read a real paper as opposed to online.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love the real paper.
It's funny. Megan gets the Los Angeles,
the LA Times and the New York Times. And the Daily News, yeah.
She gets the New York Times delivered to her as well. And so she likes to read the real paper.
There's something about holding it.
The real paper.
Yeah. Something about just holding it.
So anyway, this Let's Move initiative has been undermined by the companies that were the big champions, the same people that managed to undermine most every other thing. This is why I didn't have much use for this when it got started, because of the people who were promoting. Yes, exactly. And so now the White House getting cold feet because of the nutritional guidelines being attacked, because what she was saying is good and right, but because it doesn't serve Monsanto and Dow and Cargill and ADM and the big corporate ag conglomerates.
She's in trouble with the big guys. Yeah, right.
Exactly. She was criticizing advertising for fatty food, sugary drinks, that sort of thing, that were geared toward children.
Mm-hmm.
But the food and the media corporations that are getting their support from these big food manufacturers. Remember how I went through a list, was a couple, 3 weeks ago, of all the foods that are supported with Monsanto in one way or another? There were like, there were dozens.
All of them,
dozens.
Pretty much.
Right, pretty much. Man, did I get it in the neck for that. I didn't
really
tell you this. Yeah, I got an email from somebody who was one of the advertising coordinators who said, what is the matter with you? You crazy? Are you crazy? Do you know how much influence Monsanto has on all of these companies and how many
and
of them are
on
advertising?
Politics. I mean, that's
right.
What you're seeing. I mean, that's what the First Lady is seeing.
Right.
I mean, this program comes from a place of good. I mean, obviously this is something that needs to be addressed, but when you know that Monsanto and all these other places are like the number one lobbyers, I mean, of course you're going to probably think that she's going to get some flack.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why lobbying should be outlawed.
Oh, I'm with you on that one.
Lobbying
is just a
ruled out.
There should be limited.
Everything is so
back.
Crooked because of these people. So crooked. It is absolutely unbelievable.
Do you know what I was thinking about when I read that article?
No,
but
why don't you tell us what you were thinking, Jennifer?
Well, because, okay, so let's say she can't talk about this food stuff. She's getting pressure and, you know, whatever. But she has a big, like one of the big things she talks about is physical fitness, and her family's all athletic. So I was thinking, how cool would it be? And even if you just open this up to kids, I mean, it'd be fun if you could do it for adults too. If they had weekend like exercise classes on the lawn at the White House, because it's our house. I mean, we pay for it as taxpayers. How cool would it be if you could go there and like do a yoga class with the First Lady or something? I mean, that would be awesome.
Can't do yoga. That's religious.
Oh, okay. Well, how about dance aerobics with Jane Fonda? A little religious also,
she's naked. That's a good idea, Jennifer. Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome, though? How fun would that be? And it would be something that people would want to come to Washington.
Every day
we'd
have our coverage. Yep. Be video of it every day. Every day. All right. Two anniversaries today. You ready for the first one?
Ready. Yes.
On this date in 1994, so this would have been, what, 19 years ago. My God. I had just gone on the air in Los Angeles at KBC. Mm. O.J. Simpson stands before the judge and pleads, absolutely, 100% not guilty.
The glove don't fit. You must acquit.
Yep. That was the first, when did I start doing stuff there? Was the summer replacement. I had started doing things at KBC in, I think it was April or May of that year. I was the only one on the air. This shows you how savvy I was. The only person in Los Angeles who said, you know, maybe you should give this guy a chance. That was pretty popular. Oh, God. 4 years later, July 22nd, 1998, President William Jefferson Clinton signs a bill designed to mold the IRS into a friendlier, more fair tax collecting.
I'd like to mold the IRS into something.
Now, it's been how many years since 15? That's 15 years ago, right? What do you think of the warm and fuzzy IRS now, folks? 888-302-3684. The warm and fuzzies have gone.
So I did have to solve an issue the other day, and I got an IRS agent on the phone, and actually he was very, very helpful and actually helped me solve the problem.
Really?
I was like shocked.
Whoa.
Like, whoa.
Did you write it down in your diary?
It took about a half hour to get him on the phone, you know, but I was like, wow, okay.
Like, wow, man. All right, good for you, Roberta. 16 past the hour. Roberta has her Queen of Cheap report for today coming right up.
They say you get what you pay for, meaning the less you pay, the less you get. Not necessarily true. For instance, a lot of people pay less for car insurance by switching to GEICO, but get more than savings. They get satisfaction. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is at 97%. And that explains why I nearly got stepped on by some happy customers dancing in the street.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Granger. Granger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist, thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say yes. Your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent finish.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See total details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Wow!
It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Good day. Helps you with your life, and here's a perfect example with the deals the queen of cheap has for us this Monday morning.
Okay, let's start out with the Home Depot Garden Club. If you love to garden, if you haven't joined this yet, well, you should, because as soon as you join, you'll get $5. And then they send you all sorts of cool stuff in the mail, like free house plants and buy one, get one free planting type stuff. So it's certainly worthwhile to join if you like to garden and you like to go to Home Depot. Redbox Instant, if the kids are driving you nuts and you need to do something to quiet them down as the dog days of summer and you want to stay inside and you want to stay cool and beat the heat, well, Redbox Instant, it's a new thing by Verizon. You get a free 1 month streaming just about any movie they have in their collection and 4 DVD credits. Just remember, if you don't want it, to cancel it after the first month, otherwise they start charging your credit card. But heck, a month free gives the kids something to do, gives you something to do. And if you're a teacher, we have a whole bunch of freebies for you that are really kind of cool. First, Legoland, you get free admission if you're a California or Florida teacher all through 2013, and we have the links for you to tell you how to do that. And you get a free SeaWorld pass. You can still sign up for this for Florida or Texas. The California sign-up has expired by now. But Florida or Texas, I believe Florida, you can sign up till the end of the year, and Texas, you have to register by November 30th. You get free admission to SeaWorld all through the end of the year. And you'll find these and all sorts of other ways to say mucho moolah at DougStephan.com.
The Queen of Cheap box right there, just above the Supermarket Guru's box at Good Day.
A simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer and Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Dabba-dabba-dabba-doo. You deserve all the good things that you can possibly wrap your arms around today. Make sure that you start your day with the intentions of making it a good day, and it will become a good day. Our video of the day today is a feature on Tony De Cesare. Is that how you pronounce his name?
I think so. It's pretty close.
De Cesare.
Yeah.
He plays I Love a Piano on pianos all over New York City. So let's see if we have, I know we have some audio from the video of the day.
Yeah, this was pretty cool, because what they did is they put outdoor pianos all over the city, just like in parks and streets.
Some piano company or the city?
No, it was an art installation that the city does. And the pianos had a sign on it that said, play me. So people, you could just be walking down the street and see a piano, you could just sit down and start playing the piano.
Sure.
And this guy, he had this desire to play every single one of the pianos. So he took one day and he took two people disguised as tourists with cameras, so people wouldn't realize that he was being filmed, and he went from piano to piano, every single piano in New York City, and played them. Played the same song on each one, and then edited the whole thing together. So it's really
all right, so how
cool.
Does this sound? Evan.
I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play.
Only in New York.
Upon a piano, a grand piano, it simply carries me away. I get a huge kick on an acoustic. I love to run my fingers o'er the keys, the ivories, and with the pedal. I love to meddle when Paderewski comes this way. I'm so delighted to be invited to hear a long-haired genius play. So you can keep your fiddle and your bow. I want a P-I-A-N-O-O-O. I want to stop right beside an upright or a high-toned baby grand.
Look at the blue piano. On the right on the sort of a deck on the water.
Yeah, they were all over. They were in Central Park. They were downtown. They were just on the street.
Yeah. Check out Farm Aid 2013. It'll be in Saratoga, New York in September. I think it's September 21st. We may be able to do the program from there, although I think about it. I tried that once before, and it's on a Saturday or a Sunday, so it won't really be much good. Also, check out Dream Big America, this week's contestants. Last week's winner was the lady from Looky Lou Light, Allison Carenza.
Jennifer, how do you use that?
Looky Lou Light. Yeah, it's a great thing for your photography. We're doing these Dream Big America contests to encourage entrepreneurialism. around the country. So if you have something that's very cool, you can get to the folks at dreambigamerica.us. Officials in Arizona claimed Braseria Torres was illegal, charged her with three counts of forgery for getting a driver's license. She spent 4.5 months in jail, lost her house because she couldn't make the payments. She was finally freed, and the charges against her dropped after her attorney presented a judge with a birth certificate showing she was born here. Prosecutors knew about the birth certificate, but allowed the Department of Transportation to tell a grand jury that it had been falsely created and the state had canceled it. Neither assertion was true. So on the dark side...
And she lost her house?
She lost her house because she was in jail for 4.5 months, couldn't make payments because she couldn't work. So who steps up to the plate for that one would be my question. This is government at its ultimate worst. If you can imagine anything so horrible as that. Do they make mistakes? Yeah. But why so many of them, especially when it comes... I mean, I understand the emotion. I don't like the immigration problem at all. But to jump to a conclusion like that and have the facts and try to destroy them, that's it. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people ask me, what's the proper way to feed their dog? Not the food, but the proper way to feed. The best way to feed a pet is several small meals throughout the day. It's healthier and it will make your pet feel more comfortable. You know, one meal a day nutritionally may be enough. But what about the hunger that your pet will feel at other times during the day? When you're hungry, you eat. Should our pets have the same choice? Of course they should. Think about this. As a behaviorist, many behavioral problems caused by people are due to hunger. I believe many behavioral problems that our dogs have are caused by hunger as well. In other words, if their belly is empty, they're going to walk around the house searching for things to do. Plus the fact, you know, obesity is a big problem with our pets. And most veterinarians will tell you, and most nutritionists, that the best way for your dog or cat to lose weight is smaller feedings more frequently throughout the day. Increase the exercise and decrease the amount of food, but increase the amount of feedings. It works. I'll take it from me. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To communicate. It's 33 and change past the hour. Can I say that again? Past the hour. Maybe I ought to try.
Past the hour.
Past the hour.
Past the hour.
What did you
Roberta.
Also say earlier that made me laugh? Wrestling, you said.
Wrestling.
I'm going to go wrestling.
Right. I'm going to become... Well, that's a story for another day. Let's get to what's going on in the world here. Mr. McFadden has joined us. So it's Roberta and Jennifer and Richie. Ken is off for a couple of days, so we're not paying as much attention to social media as we might. I have in front of me four different things. Now, let's see. The challenge is always to get these in and not run out of time, Richie, before it's time for Jennifer to do a television.
Yeah, it usually ends up being the challenge, isn't it?
All right, let's start first with breastfeeding.
Yes.
A mother at a pizza restaurant got the surprise of her life when she got a free pizza and a kind note from the waitress. I don't know why. She must lead a pretty cloistered life. If this was the surprise of her life.
Jackie, free pizza. Surprise.
I think she was just touched by it.
Smith, a stay-at-home mom from Iowa, celebrating her 33rd birthday at Fong's Pizza.
Oh,
that's where I always go for good pizza. It's a place named Fong's.
There are lots of Fong's in Italy, aren't there? Yeah.
Pizza. Fong's.
Tons of them.
Fongu is what they usually say over in Italy. Anyway, she was there with her husband. She has three other children. And the youngest one started fussing. She says, I usually don't go downtown for dinner because a lot of places, they're not very friendly. Family friendly, if you know what I mean. But I heard good things about this pizza place. So she went in. She said it was chaotic. I had one child licking the honey container on the table. Another standing on his chair.
Been there.
And baby was fussing. So she put on a nursing cover, began discreetly breastfeeding her 12-month-old. She said, quote, I usually don't like to breastfeed in public because people can't be kind of judgmental.
So awful.
Yeah, really. That's putting it mildly. The waitress kept walking by, and I was worried she didn't want me to nurse in the restaurant. Eventually, worried that her baby would continue to cry, she left the restaurant and finished nursing the car. After that, her husband walked out with a huge smile on his face. He handed me the dinner receipt. And at first I was confused. Why is he showing me how much my birthday dinner cost? To her surprise, there was a note on the paper. I bought one of your pizzas. Please thank your wife for breastfeeding.
Put away that nasty thing. Go eat your pizza and put that thing away.
So is that called paying it ahead? What is that called?
Paying it forward.
Paying it forward.
Oh, so that's cool.
Yeah. That's a nice story. That's a good story. Why not, right?
It's like paying it forward. The British Open was this weekend.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And during sometime during the British Open, Phil Mickelson, one of the favorites,
I love his name, Mr. Mickelson.
Mr. Mickelson. was walking past his ball, or walking to his ball, and he noticed over in the gallery a young boy, a nine-year-old boy with a broken arm. And he had just...
Go get that ball.
He had just picked up his ball out of the cup, actually. So he just put it in, tossed the ball to the boy, and said, here you go, little guy. Really thinking nothing of it. And it was this big story all weekend. What a great guy. What great karma Phil Mickelson
has. Good karma.
Because, you know, he just does things like that for the fans and why he's so well loved. Yeah, well, guess who won the British Open and had never won it before?
He did.
Yeah.
Yep. So it paid him back.
Paid it forward.
I think it's a little insensitive to toss a ball at a kid with a broken arm, but all right. What's wrong with you? You missed that ball.
Full moon today or tonight.
Ow.
Mercury goes direct today being...
Out of retrograde.
The moon will enter Capricorn today.
Ooh.
So that everything you've been working for and looking forward to in relationships and maybe new job... your health will improve, Richie. You're going to have...
Great. I got to stop getting chemo when Mercury's in retrograde. That just sucks.
Yeah, well, so now it's out. You'll have much better luck with all of that.
Just explain that to the cancer doctor. I'm sorry. I'm not going to wait for a few weeks.
Right. Yeah, they teach you this in oncology school.
I've done things when I wasn't sure it would be correct with the stars. You do or don't do things.
Yeah.
Sometimes things happen that you
schedules
can't have.
Yeah, right.
Schedules or people's actions get in the way of what reality is. There's a picture, by the way, there's a picture of the waitress's gift to that lady we were just talking about at DougStephan.com. The receipt with the note is posted there. It's very cool.
Very nice.
Also, you'll see a picture of a strange-looking calf from a strange-looking cow.
From a strange-looking farmer?
From a strange-looking farmer.
Yeah, what'd you have?
After years, it wasn't me, Richie. I would not have one of these. But I thought this was a very interesting story about a miniature cow that this fellow had been working on in trying to... You know how you... How hybrids happen.
Selectively breed.
Right. Well, with an apple tree, they take a piece of one apple tree and they put it into another apple tree. Well, in this circumstance, they fiddle around with the genetics. This is a... panda cow. It looks like a panda bear instead of a cow. If you look at the whole, it's little thing is called Peanut, born June 28th, has a big belt of white around its middle. It kind of looks like a what we call a belted Galloway. But you see the picture, face looks like a panda bear.
Not a fan, man. This stuff freaks me out.
Right. There's a lot of it going
on. Creating breeds of animals.
Yeah. And you wonder
although
what,
it happens
why.
In the dog world all the time.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. It happens all
peek-a-poo
the time.
Peek-a-poo. And
peek-a-poo.
What's it called?
Peek-a-poo.
Peek-a-poo.
Yeah. Pekingese and a poodle. And
all right. So let's get to another issue. Everybody ready for another? This is Monday. We got to get the cobwebs out. Issue time.
Issues.
The ladies on The View... talked last week about a dentist who was in the spotlight because the dentist fired his assistant, and the reason he gave in the court case was because she was much too beautiful.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many times this has happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. Nope.
Never happened to Roberta.
Nope, not at all.
Why do you think she has to work for her dad now?
I was forced to. She can't be fired
because she's just too hot.
Listen to the description of what happened.
The dentist thought that the hygienist was a threat to his marriage. So that's why
he's a threat to his marriage if he thinks that.
But a Maroney. All right, here's
the Iowa dentist fired his dental assistant of 10 years because he found her so irresistible, he claimed it threatened his marriage. And the Iowa Supreme Court agreed with him.
I think it's
saying that a boss has the right to fire an employee on on those grounds, even if the employee hasn't done anything inappropriate.
You know, this can I just say that Stan Tiffany's Tiffany's a little Novocaine in Mr. Happy.
No, I think it's genius, though, because I think it's going to freak out that the dentist's wife works right in the office. But this is what the Iowa Supreme Court said. The decision was in line with state and federal court rulings that found workers can be fired for relationships that cause jealousy and tension within a business owner's family.
He should have found another dog.
You're out.
But this is the thing.
My husband doesn't like you. You're out.
And the woman says that all she wore were regulation scrubs every day. But it took you 10 years to figure out she's just irresistible.
I know, that is weird. For like a month, maybe.
Yeah, there's something else going on here. Methinks.
I think so, too.
You think they were already having...
I think he might have given her a filling or two.
She might have been admiring you.
Here, try a little of this happy gas.
All right, exactly. All right, Major League Baseball Players Association.
Yes.
Had something to say. The head of the Players Association said last week, the night of the All-Star Game, quote, "I look for beauty, meaning, and joy. If I find beauty, meaning, and joy, that's a good day. I should have that on the Good Day program. However, it seems rather strange that the fellow running the Major League Baseball Players Association would say that. The players' union leader who fights for their livelihood stands up to the commissioner of baseball. His name is Michael Wiener. No relation. Made headlines by...
To Oscar Mayer?
You're right. Yeah.
Oh, you mean Andrew.
Right. Anyway, he was talking about what he looks for in life because he has an inoperable brain tumor.
Oh.
And he only has months left to live. He made the comments from a wheelchair. He has seen things differently, and I thought when I read that, what an amazing thing for a guy like this to see and need to be heard and is heard under the circumstances. He says, "I get up in the morning and I feel I'm going to live every day as it comes. I don't take any day for granted. I don't take the next morning for granted." So imagine if in some miracle his brain tumor could be cured and that he could now apply the wisdom that came to him as a direct result of his disease to living that way the rest of his life. If he can't, you can. I'm betting all of us here, Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and me, and I'm guessing, Richie, to a point, you've thought about this, even though you're going to be able to lick this thing because it's something, the treatment that you're using is standard,
yeah,
and it wins, it works. But I got to believe, you and I haven't really talked about this, that in your mind when you first heard this, there were a lot of questions.
Yeah, certainly when you hear the word cancer,
yeah,
you start thinking, okay, is there an end point here? And that's scary.
Yeah.
And then once you realize, oh, good, I've got the good cancer.
You got the good kind.
I've got the good kind. It takes some of that stress and thoughtful reconsiderations of your life away from you. So now it's just you're beating it. But, yeah, you definitely sit down and reevaluate for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's worth a moment or two. I just think, especially on Mondays when we've kind of lost our focus. A lot of people lose their focus on the weekend. And this is a good way to sort of get it back. Speaking of focus, focus on television and the Glee season coming up when Jennifer reports on the comings and goings of some of your favorite TV stars and what's going on the tube today. It's 15 before the hour on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Because you've booked with Booking.com, you, freedom lover, are on the road and carefree. You're not worried that dealership billboards spoil beautiful views or that the fresh, cool breeze gives you a mouthful of fumes. No, because you know in just a few more miles, you'll be free to rock around in the perfect Booking hotel, treehouse, or rustic cottage of your dreams. Thanks to Planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah!
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. Summer is the season for family vacations, and many are finding their budgets need to stretch further. According to a recent Bank of America study, 50% of respondents say cost is their biggest challenge when planning. While traveling as a family can be expensive, a great way for parents to lower costs and stretch their budget is to find a travel rewards card that offers simple redemption options. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Family travel is a great way to get the entire family together, but can get expensive fast. Beach trips and camping are fun-filled family vacation options that maximize fun without busting the budget. When planning, parents can also take advantage of travel rewards programs like the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card that allow customers to use points even toward partial travel purchases, further reducing the cost of travel-related expenses.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/travel rewards.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, #abolishmonarchy, #guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my, and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi.
How about if we have the theme, Richie?
You want the theme?
Yeah, I mean, I know you're getting a little rusty because you haven't been around much, but it would be nice to hear the official opening.
Jennifer's television report.
All right, so the Glee season premiere has been pushed back, Jen.
Yes, it has been. Fox confirmed that it has been delayed until September 26th in the wake of Corey Monteith's death last week. It was originally set to start September 19th, so not too much of a pushback. But the statement from Fox read, in light of the tragic passing of beloved Glee cast member Corey Monteith, the series executive producers, 20th Century Fox Television, and Fox Broadcasting Company have jointly decided to delay the start of production until early August, which will delay the start of the show. I think they're going to build it into the script, which is probably the right thing to do, I think, to explain how he's now no longer part of it.
I think
they
were getting the results on his...
Yes, heroin and alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah. Some good news for Modern Family star Jesse Tyler Ferguson. He got married over the weekend to his longtime boyfriend, Justin Mika. A big co-star, celebrity guests at the wedding. Rebecca Romijn was there. His co-stars Julie Bowen, Eric Stone Street, and Ty Burrell were there. They got engaged last September. Fox has a little crossover event going on. The animated comedies The Simpsons and Family Guy are going to do a crossover episode. Seth MacFarlane. Family Guy is. Yeah. The Simpsons not. But the episode will be called The Simpsons Guy, and it will involve the Griffins taking a trip to Springfield and running into the Simpsons characters.
One episode or a bunch of them?
Just one episode. Just a fun little crossover event.
Seth MacFarlane's got it going on, doesn't he?
He does. Very smart. Yeah, and good news if you're a fan of Rookie Blue, ABC has renewed it for next summer.
Rookie Blue.
Rookie Blue.
It is a good show.
It is.
I wonder why it's just on in the summertime.
I like it.
Yeah, I've seen enough of it to enjoy it, I guess, if that's the right word. I've come back. If it's there, I don't go my way to see it. 51 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer. Or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To visit with Dr. Ken Kronos, one of the medical experts here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the reasons we highlight Ken and his knowledge is because he spends a lot of time going through the medical journals to find out what is new and of significance. And one of the things that looks like it may be at the top of the list here, Ken, is this new surgical knife that can detect cancer. How in the world does that work?
Medical breakthrough of the week, Doug, from Science Translational Medicine, published this week. An experimental surgical knife can accurately identify cancerous tissue as a surgeon cuts through it, creating the potential for shorter cancer surgeries that remove all traces of a tumor. It's called the iKnife. It uses electricity to cauterize surgical incisions as they are made and then samples the resulting smoke to determine whether the tissue being cut is healthy or cancerous. The iKnife actually accurately identified cancerous and healthy tissues 97% of the time in a recent human trial. So this will cut the time in surgery because you won't have to wait for the biopsy to come back, and it just evaluates the smoke that the cautery creates.
All right, the decline of our memories, the earliest sign of dementia, but then we're told by doctors all the time, well, it's natural, it's normal, as you get older, you forget things. So how do you know how to differentiate here?
Well, a conference in your backyard is changing the way we view that. This is the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Boston. But when you hear this, don't panic. We know about 35 million American people, worldwide, have dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Doug, it's the most common type. It causes a slow decline in thinking and reasoning ability. Memory trouble that disrupts daily life is one symptom. But several new studies reveal that memory problems that are often dismissed as normal, part of aging may not be so harmless after all. Noticing you have had a decline beyond the occasional misplaced car keys or forgotten name could be the very earliest signs of Alzheimer's. Self-reported memory changes, Doug, they appear to precede broader mental decline by about 6 years. Also, these memory changes correlate with the brain scans consistent with dementia setting in. So don't panic. We're talking about real memory loss here, in which the information does not come back to you later, not even when people remind you of what you forgot.
What? A lot of people have been talking this week about the death of the kid, I don't know, the kid, 31-year-old, what's his name, Kelly Monteith, was that it? From
Corey Glee? Monteith.
Corey, that was it. What's his story?
Well, since 2009, Doug, my wife and my daughter, we've been watching Glee. So this week we felt like we unexpectedly lost a member of our family, Glee singing quarterback Finn Hudson. Corey Monteith, who is the 31-year-old Canadian star of the hit musical television series Glee. He was found dead in a Vancouver hotel room this past week. He died from a heroin and alcohol overdose, according to a coroner's report. So, Mom and Dad, it's time to let the kids know what mixing drugs with alcohol can end up with. The combination suppresses the automatic stimulation from the brain to breathe.
Wow. Now, there's a drug that may be helpful for prostate cancer patients if it gets that far. What's this? What's the hope on this?
This is great news. It's called Xofigo, X-O-F-I-G-O. It's out of the New England Journal of Medicine this week. It's a newly approved drug that emits radioactive particles that can help extend the lives of certain men with advanced prostate cancer. This is some good news for men whose cancer has migrated to the bones, which is a common and sometimes a very painful feature of advanced prostate cancer. So it's marketed as Xofigo, X-O-F-I-G-O.
All right. Speaking of that, we have ways. We do have ways. Dr. Ken has a product that he's found that is aimed at helping you not get to the point of having the problem he was just talking about. The product's called PT9.
Prostate issues, they are simply a natural part of growing older, Doug. The urgency, weak flow, and the absolute worst, waking up repeatedly to go to the bathroom. The good news is many natural ingredients can control these annoying symptoms. Sal palmetto can help, pumpkin seed oil, beta sitosteroids, lycopene, zinc, selenium, and vitamin D. Any of these wonderful ingredients can help with the symptoms and health of your prostate, but PT9 has all of them. That's why it works better than anything you've ever tried. So stop wasting your money, and for the best results, try the best product. It's that simple. And if that's not enough, PT9 will boost your testosterone levels. That's a 2-for-1 right there.
Call now, 800-811-6931, and try PT9 for yourself. 800-811-6931. It's risk-free. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back, no questions asked. So call now, 800-811-6931. And as a matter of fact, if you mention Dr. Ken, you get something extra special along with your package of PT9. Make it better and healthier for your prostate. 800-811-6931.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.